The following devotion has been called a sovereign remedy for the souls in purgatory, and I have known about it, but I have not practiced it for them to the degree that I should have, not even close. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, a few things you may notice that I look a little bit different is because I'm on vacation, but since there's no vacations in purgatory, there's no vacations in making videos about purgatory. Please also pray for the family of the person whose house that I'm staying at, for the souls in purgatory, any from his family that are there. I promise to do so. He is a beautiful Catholic, and I wanted to offer that for him. And also, if you notice, this jersey was given to me by my brother. It's a jersey for the national team of Holland. So shout out to my brother Bart, and invoking all of the Dutch saints, especially Saint Lidwina. Pray for us. She was an incredible intercessor for all of us, especially for the souls in purgatory. So let's get into learning about this devotion to the Sacred Heart. I have known about this, but the things that I want to read to you, you may not have heard, and really will supercharge your ability to pray for them. Listen to this. Among the devotions which should form a crown of honor around the Sacred Heart, St. Margaret Mary gives a privileged place to devotion to the souls in purgatory. She herself had an extraordinary devotion to these souls and called them her good suffering friends, which perhaps we should be calling them the same thing. The revelations which she received about the sufferings of these souls, about our Divine Lord's tender love for them and his eager desire for their deliverance, of the great efficacy of the devotion to the Sacred Heart for their early release, and the fact that St. Margaret Mary, the apostle of the public devotion to the Sacred Heart, combined these two devotions so intimately in her own person, indicate that there is such a close connection between these two that the devotion to the souls in purgatory may be said to form a part of the devotion of the Sacred Heart. So if you have a devotion to the souls in purgatory, you should, I would say, must have a devotion to the Sacred Heart. It's no coincidence that I'm doing this video today, and that yesterday I really encourage you to consecrate or reconsecrate yourself to the Sacred Heart along with Ireland. It was beautiful. Please do that if you have not done so already. Her extraordinary compassion for these suffering souls may be said to be a share of the compassion of the Divine Heart for them. She called the devotion to the Sacred Heart the sovereign remedy for their relief. It is a remarkable fact that our Divine Lord demanded of the two pioneers of the public devotion an active consecration of themselves to it, and a total donation in favor of the souls in purgatory of all of the satisfactory merits of their lives and all of their prayers. In other words, the heroic act. So sometimes people, we've talked about the heroic act, and here later it will say, this is where it came from. Jesus instructed them, and since the devotion to the Sacred Heart began around the 1600s in France, around that same time, or perhaps right with it, came the heroic act, something which I did many years ago. I didn't know the connection to the Sacred Heart. St. Margaret Mary was in constant communication with the souls in purgatory. Our Divine Lord allowed many privileged souls among them to visit her, to tell her of their great sufferings and what it was that caused them, and to appear to her in glory after their deliverance. Toward the end of her life, this became known outside the convent. People would come to her and ask her, hey, is my family in purgatory? Where are they? How should I pray for them? And at first she didn't want to tell them because, you know, she didn't want to encourage curiosity. But later on she would tell them, they're in heaven. Keep praying for other souls, or continue praying for them. They're still in purgatory. She would say, would that people knew with what eagerness the souls in purgatory ask for this new remedy, at that time new, which is so powerful to relieve their sufferings. They call the devotion to the Sacred Heart the sovereign remedy, and ask particularly for masses in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So you may be asking, how can we put into practice this helping the souls in purgatory through the Sacred Heart, or to the Sacred Heart? Now, there is a beautiful picture in a church in Rome. The church has what's called the Little Museum of Purgatory. It has certain articles, I'm going to make a video about this tomorrow, that give evidence for purgatory. There's 10 there. And the church, in fact, is named the Sacred Heart of Suffrage. In fact, in the name, it doesn't mention purgatory, but it goes straight to that. So the priest must have had a devotion to the Sacred Heart, and he knew how powerful it was to invoke and pray to the Sacred Heart. Now, the altarpiece, a triptych, which is like a three-part painting, Benedict XV says, in fact, that this tells us, and it sums up everything that we believe about our praying for the souls in purgatory. And right at the center, I would say, is the most beautiful depiction of the Sacred Heart that I have ever seen. I'm going to see if I could put an image of that right here on the screen for you. I think that is the most beautiful church in Rome. I went to Rome several years ago, visited many churches. This was my favorite. I felt so consoled standing in front of this image. Beautiful. It's like about 15 to 20 feet high. Let's continue. Writing to one of her religious sisters, she says, "There is a soul in purgatory that I cannot comfort as much as I desire. She told me to apply to you and ask you to have three masses said for her, and in addition to offer your rosary and all the practices of our holy rule for 9 days and a general communion. She said that these things would greatly alleviate her pains and that she would not be ungrateful." So first is offering masses in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, that would be how we would name the petition. Then in our hearts, we would offer those masses for the souls in purgatory, because in certain places, when you offer masses, you can't have an intention that's overly long. So you would simply say mass in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And Jesus would know that that's for the souls in purgatory. She also here implies doing a novena to the Sacred Heart for the souls in purgatory. Now, this next part blew my mind, and I think it'll blow yours too. "It is not through any want of confidence in our Blessed Lady that we ask the help of the holy souls in purgatory. It is in order that they may join their supplication to ours and offer them up to this good mother to obtain for us the continuation of her maternal assistance. By doing so, we confess that after God, it is from the Blessed Virgin that all good comes to us." Now, what does this mean? Not only should we ask the souls in purgatory to pray for us, some don't believe that they can. What I've explained in other videos is that the deeper they are in purgatory, the less they can intercede for us, possibly not at all. As they become purified and as they go higher, the more they can intercede for us. But not only should we ask for their prayers, not only should we ask Our Lady to pray for us and for them, we should ask them to pray to her for us. It is amazing. Think about that. No one prays better on this side of heaven than the souls in purgatory. So if we ask them to pray for to pray to Our Lady for us, that is a powerful combination. And then at the very end, and I'm going to see if I could post an image of this, there is a beautiful prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus that we can pray for the holy souls in purgatory. Pray with me right now. "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Divine Heart of Jesus, grant, I pray thee, eternal rest to the souls in purgatory, the final grace to those who are about to die this day, true repentance to sinners, the light of faith to pagans, and thy blessings to me and all who are dear to me. To thee, therefore, O most merciful Heart of Jesus, I commend all these souls, and in their behalf I offer thee all thy merits in union with the merits of thy most blessed Mother and of all the angels and saints, together with all the masses, communions, prayers, and good works which are this day being offered throughout Christendom." My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. By the way, if you want to know where I'm doing my vacation, I'm in Manchaca, Texas. Look it up. I'm right by Onion Creek. Absolutely beautiful. I'll see you in the next one.